8:15, and it's the morning show. I'm Johnny Reinhardt. It's about 71 right now, and it's time for to talk with our friends at Woodland Terrace, Living Gracefully with Woodland Terrace, and Todd Dougherty joining us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Johnny.
You know, I've been wondering about this. This is something that a lot of people probably have many questions about. When you have either yourself, you have a loved one that is somebody that is maybe in need of assisted living, or you yourself are thinking about this and kind of planning ahead, there's a lot of things that people need to think about and know about. So we're going to go through some of these. What are some of the common questions that people ask when looking at various assisted living environments, and what are the things that they should be asking as well?
You know, so I think probably some of the biggest questions we get about are about outside services. Mm-hmm. So what outside services beyond what we provide are able to come into the building, and what residents would have to leave for to receive the service? So, you know, is there a physician service that comes into the building that they can see as a doctor, or do they need to maintain their doctor and continue going to appointments outside of the building? Another big question is, depending on, you know, what a person's setup is, you know, medications. How do you do medications? Do we pick them up at a pharmacy? Mm-hmm. Do you have a pharmacy that delivers in the building? Can we choose what we do? Some places will mandate that you use the in-house pharmacy. I would say one of the biggest questions we get all the time is, at what point would you not be able to meet the needs of my loved one? So at which point in their progression of whatever it may be, or as their health declines, at what point are you not able to, would you not be able to provide the services that they need? To kind of, you know, people are typically looking for what that duration is for the rest of their life, and do they have to make another move? Are they able to stay within the campus? Because obviously fewer moves are what people prefer.
Yeah.
Are some of the biggest questions that we get. You know, another one is, you know, how do you staff the building? Mm-hmm. Do you have access to medical professionals, nurses or doctors 24 hours a day? Who's on site? How often are they on site? You know, those are all questions, especially depending on what a person's medical needs are.
Yeah.
They're good questions to ask.
Absolutely. Especially like you said about the physician, or maybe it's a physical therapist or something that you're used to, and you've made a lot of progress, not only, with yourself, but also that working relationship that they have with that specific, person that's able to help them with the things that they do. But also, like you said, about the thinking about the levels of service when it comes to, what will I need to move my mom, dad, uncle, aunt, or loved one out of this facility if, you know, the condition worsens as far as maybe their physical ability to do certain things? Do I need to move them? And also understanding, what costs involved and things of those services, and maybe if there's an add-on for certain specialty services or things like that. And what about activities? Like, what sort of, activities they can do, physical activities, or, you know, game nights or things like that? Is that something that they should be asking about? Because quality of life is important, the where they're staying and what room and things like that, and what the living environment's like, but also what the culture environment, that's something they should be thinking about as well, right?
You know, that most definitely is, because, you know, different residents are engaged, or different people are engaged in different ways. And so kind of understanding what the activities look like in a building, making sure that there are activities that would be engaging to either yourself if you're looking to move in, or if your loved one is potentially looking to move in. You know, we often will hand out, as part of our tour packet, hand out copies of the current activity schedule, so they can kind of see what is on that activity mm-hmm. schedule, what different things we have. You know, a big question we get is, do you have church services that come into the building?
Yeah.
Who is it that does the church services? People love music, so mm-hmm. what type of music do you have? But really being able to, I would say ask for a calendar to see what it is that actually is happening in that building that month, to get an idea of what that looks like if you were to move in.
Absolutely. And you know, I know at Woodland Terrace, you, like you said before, is that you have, you know, residents that are there that you may, as someone is getting the tour, there may be some residents that, you know, you can just ask them a question and say, you know, what's your perspective on living here? And then kind of see from there and what other types of amenities and things like that and other things that they need to know. Any other frequently asked questions that you you get that we want to touch on this morning?
You know, I would say the one thing is that kind of varies between assisted living campuses, and I would say even within our campuses. Mm-hmm. You know, asking about special diets is a big thing for some people.
Right.
So understanding how a place is able to accommodate a special diet. And I will tell you, between our different campuses, we're able to accommodate different special diets. So it's, you know, just because we're able to offer something in Bridgeman doesn't necessarily mean that's available in Coloma. So asking mm-hmm. those questions, especially if that's, you know, something that's significant to your overall health. And the other big one I think that people get really confused about, or not confused about, I think that there's, because everyone does it so differently, is
yeah.
the cost of assisted living. To really understand what the upfront costs are. Is mm-hmm. there a cost to move in? Is there a deposit? Is there a move-in fee? Is there a community fee? And then to understand what those monthly charges are and how frequently they can change or why they would change or what the notices you'd be given if they would change. And that is one thing I've kind of seen across, you know, in the last 19 years mm-hmm. of doing this. You know, everyone does it a little different, so really understanding that to be able to better budget, to be able to better plan financially for what that's going to look like for a longer period of time, you know, understanding those costs, both the upfront, I don't want to say hidden costs, but, you know,
right.
if someone does require more assistance,
yeah.
you know, what does that look like? How do we get notified? And how often, you know, how frequently does that change? You know, really understanding that I think is important to the overall cost long-term of what assisted living would be.
Absolutely. And asking those questions and learning about that stuff ahead of time and getting all those questions out there and figured out is a good idea because, you know, you make the decision of this is the facility and then you start to learn more as you get closer to the move-in and then you don't want to have to, say, look for a different place and kind of start from square one. You should ask some of those things ahead of time, and it's good to do that. And like you said, as far as facilities, you have many facilities within the Woodland Terrace family, and not all of those are the same. You know, the different layouts and the things that are different and wonderful places and campuses that I've been able to visit for Woodland Terrace. But if someone wants to learn more about this or schedule a visit or get more information and ask some of those questions when they're looking for various assisted living environments. Todd, how do they get started with this? Can they see pictures on your website or should they schedule a tour? How do we go about getting more information about this stuff?
So there are some pictures on our website. We also have Facebook pages for each of our buildings and we're starting to get more pictures and videos up of the individual specific buildings on those Facebook pages. Someone can call any one of the campuses anytime, ask for more information. We are scheduling tours right now, so people are able to come in and see apartments to kind of see the building, to see what it looks like. You know, I think one of the biggest things is coming into a building mm-hmm. and seeing a building, especially if you are the prospective resident, if you're able to come into a building, and kind of envision whether or not you see yourself living in the building by touring that building, seeing who's in the building, seeing
right.
the apartments. You know, you can go to woodlandterrace.com. You can call any of the campuses. There's a form fill on our website. If you're just looking for basic information, not necessarily wanting to talk to someone right this second, you can request information to be sent to you. So really, however is most convenient for a person, we can get you information.
Wonderful. Well, go and learn more about that with Woodland Terrace. But Todd Dougherty from Woodland Terrace, living gracefully with Woodland Terrace. Thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me. It's always a good time.
Thank you very much.